Today's shir is Masech Bava Basra, Daf Samachai, and we will begin on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the last words on the Amud. As we have been learning, the Machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanim, if Meicher Ba'in Yofu Meicher, or Meicher Ba'in Rohu Meicher. Says our Gemara, Itmar Rafuna Marav Rafuna, says that Rav's opinion is that the Haloch is Kedivri Chachamim, the Meicher Ba'in Rohu Meicher. For Yimriya Ba'aba Amishmul says that Allah is Krabi Kiva, the Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Hu Meicher. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Ramiyamri Ba'aba Rafuna, Ramiyamri Ba'aba asks Rafuna, Fa'azimnin Sagin Amrita Kamei the Rav, many times I said in front of Rav, the Hilchas of Krabi Kiva, that the Allah follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. And he didn't say differently. Obviously, Rav agrees that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, not like you say that the halacha is like the Rabbanon. Amalei, hechetinesua. Exactly, who, what opinion did you attribute to whom? Amalei, so he said to him, ibchetinina. According to the way I said over to Rav in front of Rav, I said I had the Rabbanon holding Meicher Ba'ayin Yafu Hu Meicher and Rabbi Kiva holding Meicher Ba'ayin Rahu Meicher. So he said to him, so Rav Huna says, B'shem Hachalai Amalai Midi, if that's the way you reported the opinions to Rav, it's well understood why Rav didn't say anything, because you had the Rabbi Kiva's opinion being that Rabbi Kiva's opinion being the Meicher Ba'ayin Rohu Meicher, which is exactly what Rav wants should be the Halacha. And that's why when you said Halacha Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva being the man, the Omer, who holds Meicher Ba'ayin Rohu Meicher, exactly what Rav wanted, and that's why he didn't say anything. Of course, the Rashbam points out, we are not to understand the Gemara that Rabbi Yimri Be'Abba saying that I knew that I was reporting the opinions incorrectly to Rav. Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba would have never done such a thing. Rather, explains the Rashbam, Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba had in tradition that it was Rabbi Kiva that held Meicher Ba'ayin Rohu Meicher, and it was the Rabbanon who hold Meicher Ba'ayin Yofu Hu Meicher, and that's why he reported the opinions that way to Rav. And that's why Rav paskened, according to the way Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba said to him, that the halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. But actually, we know that it's in reverse, that it's Rabbi Kiva that holds Meicher Ba'ayin Yofu Hu Meicher, and it's Rabbanon holds Meicher Ba'ayin Rohu Meicher. And that's why, according to Rav, the halacha should follow the Rabbanon. There is another explanation of the Gemara that doesn't have to rely on the way we just explained. The Rabbi Abba wasn't aware that he was reporting the opinions incorrectly. According to that explanation, the Gemara is revolving a question that we've discussed in previous shurim, the question of when do we follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, and when don't we follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva when he's arguing with other people. And that was what the Machloikis is about. But again, we will learn the Gemara like the Rashbam explained the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amle Ravina Ravashi, asks Ravina to Ravashi, Lema Azul Tamayu, should we not then suggest that the Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel here, if we follow the opinion of the Rabbanon, or we follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, is really a question that we've already previously learned. Dam Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Achin Shachalku, and we have two brothers that received a property as an inheritance, and as is to be understood in learning this Gemara. When these two brothers got this property as an inheritance, and they divide this Yerusha, and the case that we're going to be discussing, a case that we have encountered many times, Baruch Hashem, is a situation where we have two apartments, a pnimi v'chitzon, an inner apartment and an and an outer apartment, and they now divide these apartments amongst each other, which essentially what they're doing is that they're selling each to each other a shear. In other words, in the case that we just mentioned, Pnimi v'chitzen, the person who will end up with the inner apartment is selling his shear in the chitzen to the person who will remain with the chitzen. And on the other hand, the person who remains with the chitzen is selling his shear in the Pnimi apartment to the individual who will remain with the Pnimi apartment. So the din is that when they divide their properties in such a fashion, says Shmuel, Eilem Derech Selzeh, they don't have, the Pnimi does not have a right to walk through the Chitzoin's apartment to get to his apartment. Obviously, what is this based on? This is based on Moicher by Nyofu Moicher, and therefore when the Pnimi sold his shear in the Chitzoin apartment to the one remaining in the Chitzin, he sold the Bayin Yofa. He gave it away completely to the degree that he doesn't retain even a right to walk from through that apartment to his apartment. Ask the Rashbam, if we're going to say Moicher Bayin Yofa Hu Moicher, everybody's a Moicher Bayin Yofa. So just like we're explaining that when the Pnimi sold his shear in the Chitzoin to the one remaining in the Chitzin, he did it generously, and he retained no right in that apartment for himself. Why don't we say the other way? That when the Chitzoin sold his shear in the Chitzin, he did it b'ayin yofa, and he left a shear for the Pnimi to walk to his inner apartment, through his apartment. If we're saying that everybody's moicher, b'ayin yofa. Says the Rashbam, in every transaction, there is a moicher and a lokeach. When the Pnimi is selling his shear in the chitzen, he is the moicher in the Pnimi. When the chitzen is the moicher in the Pnimi. The Pnimi, in the first case, when he's selling his shear in the chitzen, is a moicher in the chitzen and a lokeach in the Pnimi. And the chitzoin is a moicher in the Pnimi and a lokeach in the chitzoin. Says the Rashbam, when we speak about the concept of moicher ba'ayin yofa hu moicher, it only is regarding the moicher. So yes, the Pnimi can be moicher his portion of the chitzen ba'ayin yofa, generously giving up it all. The chitzen isn't a moicher in the chitzen. The chitzen is a lokeach in the chitzen. There is no concept of like regarding the lekeach of moicher b'ayin yofa hu moicher, moicher b'ayin rahu lekeach. Other rishonim answer this question differently. If we're going to end up with a situation where a pnimi will have a shear in the chitzen, but the chitzen will not have a shear in the pnimi, he has no need to have a shear in the pnimi, we're going to have, says the Ran, an inconsistent situation. Would a Pnimi gave up more, would a Pnimi got more than the Chitzin? And that's not a situation that Chazal would want, because that isn't in the category of Moicher B'ayin Yofa. It has to be when they're completely together. And therefore, since they're not completely together, since both won't be ending up with the same amount, we don't apply, we say that just each one should get their entire share. The Pnimi should get the entire Pnimi, nothing in the Chitzen, and the Chitzen should get the entire Chitzen, nothing in the Pnimi. That's how Chazal would want it to be established, that they should both remain that way. Furthermore, they don't have a right to have ladders on each other. Way most Rishonim explain is if they divided a house and there's an upper story and a lower story, and the upper story apartment needs to get up to his apartment through putting a ladder on the floor next to the lower apartment where he has no rights, he has no right to put a ladder there. Ask the Ritva, why is Shmuel saying Elam Derech Zelzeh Leisuma Zelzeh? Isn't it the exact same concept? So answers the Ritva, Because we would think that not only by walking through a path, which we could understand why the chitzen should not want the pnimi to walk through his field. It could trample the field. It certainly takes away a lot of the privacy one has in the field. But placing a ladder, which doesn't really that adversely affect the person who you're putting the ladder in his property, maybe they should be allowed to put the ladder there. Teaches us Shmuel, Ein lem sumas el zeh. So then ask the Mefarshim the obvious question. So Shmuel should have said that Ein lehem sumas el zeh, and if the halachi is Ein lehem sumas el zeh, certainly Ein lehem derech el zeh. So the answer is because the sulam is always there. On the other hand, the derech is only there when you're walking through that way, and that's why a sulam is considered much more. That's why I would think maybe a sulam is not permissible and a derech is permissible. That's why the Shmuel had to teach us that both Ein lehem derech zelze v'ein lehem sulam zelze v'loi chaloyna zelze. Here too there are a number of pshatim. Simplest pshat is that they divided the property, and now once they divided the property, the shear that I get, I'm allowed to do anything on my property, including building a wall which will block the light or the vision of the other property. Still, I'm allowed to put up such a wall. Others, Rishonim, explain that that it has to do with blocking, being able to look at, putting up the wall or a window, even though by me putting up a window, I will be able to look in to the other property, to the other property. I'm not allowed to put up an irrigation canal to get to my property, which will pass through the other property. And finish a Shmuel with the words, this haru behen, you should be careful following these rules, shalach kvuz hein. This is the halacha. Others explain, shalach kvuz hein means that it's to be treated like a halacha, the Moshe Mesinai. For Rav Amar, Rav on the other hand, holds yesh lehen, that the panimi, that the person who gets the panimi property will still retain a right to walk through the chitzon property. Because Hamoicha ba'ayin rohu moicher, and he certainly left himself a way to get to his panimi property. The question that the Rishonim now ask is if we're going to say that, so it turns out that the panimi will have a derech in the chitzen doesn't have a derech in the panimi. Why don't we say that if we're saying moicher ba'ayin rohu moicher, why don't we say that when the chitzen sold his share to the panimi, he sold it be'ayin ra, that he should not leave for the panimi away? So I saw two terutzim. One terutz is that we follow the opinion of the Rashbam, that the chitzen is not considered a meicher in the chitzen. He's only considered a lekeach in the chitzen. So we can't apply the concept of meicher be'ayin ra meicher to his connection to this chitzon property. He is not a moicher in this property, says the Rashbam. He's only a lekeach. And the question of moicher bain ra or moicher bain yofa is only relevant to a moicher, not to a lekeach. That's the Rashbam's explanation. Another explanation is not that the chitzon in that property is only giving up rights. And the question is, what is the pnimi retaining and what is the pnimi not retaining? But no matter how we learn this brisa, this machlokes of Shmuel and Rav, in this brisa clearly indicates that it's relevant to the machlokes, not this brisa, this halacha. It has to do with the hashayla, a moicher bain ra, a moicher bain yofa. So isn't this already a question that we've discussed? Why do we have to have the same machlokes twice? Answers the Gemara Tzricha. The Ashmini Behi, if we only have Rav stating his opinion of Moicher Bain Ro Moicher regarding this question of Achon Shachoku, we would say Behi come Rav, in this case, Rav will say Moicher Bain Ro Moicher, Vishim Da Aimelei, because the brother who's getting the Pnimi apartment will say, Be'in Alamedebe, Kehecha the Dor Ba'avosai. I want to live in this property the same way that my forefathers did. In other words, he is getting this apartment as an inheritance from his father. His father clearly was able to walk from the chitzen into the pnimi. He owned both the chitzen and the pnimi. So we could assume, perhaps, that the brother who's getting the pnimi apartment wants to continue to be able to enter the pnimi apartment in such a way. As the pasuk says, Diksiv Teda, Diksiv Tachas Avasecha Yibanecha, which the Gemara means by quoting this pasuk, that people who get a Yerusha want to continue following it as it was used by their father. Abaha, in the regular case, a Moichabayin Yofa, Oifchabayin Ra, perhaps Eim Moidele the Shmuel, he'll agree to Shmuel's opinion that Moichabayin Yofa Moicher. Vietnam Baha, and if we only had Shmuel saying his opinion regarding the situation of Achim Shecholku, we would think Bahach Kama Shmuel. That's where Shmuel says the concept of Moichabayin Yofa Moicher. Abaha, regarding a regular situation, but in the case, Abaha, in a regular case of Achim Shecholku, in a case of Achim Shecholku, Eim Moidele Rav will agree to Rav that there's a concept of Tachas Avasecha Yibanecha, and the Pnimi retains rights in the Chitzon. Tzricha, that's why we had to have Rav and Shmuel speak about the same Machloikis two different times. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, Hilchakas of a sin is the Halacha like us, who we follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, the Moicha Ba'in Yofu Moicha, a Hilchasuk of a Saichu, is the Halacha like you, the Moicha Ba'in Rohu Moicha. Amalei, so he responded, Hilchasuk of a Saichu, the Halacha is like you, the Mikrivusa, Lebava the Resh Galusa. Since you were, Rav Nachman, was the son-in-law of the Resh Galusa, the Shchicha Dayonim, and there were many Dayonim who used to be at the home of the Resh Galusa, and whatever you see, and however you saw the Dayonim Paskin, that must be the Halacha. And since the Dayonim Paskin, the Moicher, Ba'ayin Yofuhu Moicher, that's why the Halacha is that way. And in fact, the Sharm Tzion of Halacha says, based on this Gemara, we see that the way to Paskin a Shaila is by looking at, and following the person who is familiar with Shuvas, with Shailos Shuvas Svarim, with people who are familiar with a lot of precedents in Halacha, because that carries a lot of weight in how to Paskin a Shaila. Itma, says the Gemara. Shnei batim zelef nimezel. Again, our situation where we have these two apartments, one inner and one outer, and you can only get to the inner apartment by walking through the outer apartment. Shnei b'mecher. And somebody sold these two apartments to two different individuals. And the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is as follows. Even though, as we had been learning, the opinion of the Rabbanan is Moicher ba'ayin rohu moicher. When do Rabbanan say that? That is in a situation where somebody's selling his property, and the question is how much did he include in the sale, and how much did he not include in the sale? So the opinion of the Rabbanan is Moicher ba'ayin rohu moicher, and we assume that he gave away as little as possible. But here we're referring to a situation where he's giving everything away. So since he's giving everything away, he's not retaining anything for himself. So we say that even the Rabbanan will agree Moicher ba'ayin yofuhu moicher. The only question, we'll say Moicher ba'ayin yofuhu moicher. However, point out the Rishonim. This situation where he gave away, where he sold both apartments, is referring specifically that he sold both apartments to both of these individuals at the exact same time. And that's why the Gemara says that both of them, each one, has given away the entire, the Pnimi got the entire Pnimi, and the Chitzin got the entire Chitzin. But let's say we would have a situation where he first sold an apartment, the Pnimi first, then Rabbi Kiva will say, Moicher ba'ayin yofuhu moicher, and he gets a right in the Chitzin. It's only because he sold both apartments at the same time, or Shnei ben Matana, he gave away both apartments. Here everybody will certainly agree, Nois Matana, ba'ayin yofuhu noisin, as we have learned many times. And that's why we say each one gets their whole apartment. And Aloch is Ein lehem derech zel zeh. They have no way of walking through. Each one will have to keep his entire apartment. And Ein lehem derech zel zeh. They don't have a way to get. The pnimi doesn't have a right to go through the chitzen. As the Rishonim, the Achroinim. This is actually a very fundamental question in all of the sugyas that we've been learning. If we're saying that in this situation or in other situations that we've discussed, that the pnimi doesn't have a right to walk through the chitzen, who would buy an apartment that he has no way to get through? That he would have to pay extra after he went through his deal to get the right to walk through the chitzen? Who would ever go through such an apartment? So I saw a number of turutzim to this question. Everybody agrees, a very bechidish from the Rishash. Everybody agrees, even the mandam that says moicher bayim roh moicher, or even in the case that we're discussing in our shir today, with shneim v'mecha, shneim v'matana, that we say ein lehem derech zel zeh, says the Rishash, it's not to mean that the pnimi has no way of walking through the chitzen. How's he going to get to his apartment? The nafkamina only will be, says the Rishash, is as follows. If we say moicher bayin yofu hu moicher, so then the halacha will be that he could go through that apartment, he could go through the chitzon, we're getting a very significant, substantial pathway, a dal amas pathway. However, if he doesn't, if we say moicher bayin ro moicher, the case that we're discussing now, he's only going to get a narrow pathway. Another nafkamina is that everybody agrees that he'll get a pathway from the chitzen to the pnimi. The nafkamina is, will he have to announce his going through that pathway before he goes there, or could he go there even unannounced? Another nafkamina is that everybody agrees that the nafkamina is as follows. Avada, if the pnimi will have to buy a pathway from the chitzen, and the chitzen will be able to charge whatever price he wants, that would be a mekachtos. Because why would the pnimi buy an inner apartment that he can never get through? The nafkamina is, does he have to pay for it? The mandam that says moicher ba'ayin yofu hu moicher says that he's entitled to a pathway without even purchasing it. And the other mandam says he's going to get a pathway, he's going to have to pay for it, but he only has to pay a reasonable price. Continues the Gemara. Koshkei chitzim matana or pnimi v'mecher. If the pnimi got his apartment through a sale, and the chitzim got his apartment through a matana, now, while there we follow the following concepts. As we've been saying, everybody agrees that by matana we say noisim matana by nyofa hu noisim. So therefore, if the chitzin got his b'matana, so we say he got it generously, and he got the entire chitzin. The pnimi only got his through a mecher, so he got it not generously, and the pnimi will not have a derech through a chitzin. However, the question that comes up is, chitzin b'mecher or pnimi matana. And the question therefore is as follows. Since the chitzin got it b'mecher, so he got it not that generously, the pnimi got it b'matana, he got it generously. Since he got it generously, maybe that generous gift included a derech through the chitzin. So they assumed that since these two things happen at the same time, as we began learning this piece of Gemara, the chitzin got his property, the mecher, the pnimi got his property, matana, but they got it at the exact same time. So as we explained at the beginning, that means that the chitzin got the entire chitzin and the pnimi got the entire pnimi. Says Marvelahi, that's not true. Me like not, because as we have learned, b'medvar amurim, when is there a debate of moicher b'ayin yofu hu moicher or moicher b'ayin rohu moicher? That's strictly regarding moicher. Avol b'mois matana, when it comes to a gift, there we say noisenes kulon, that certainly it was given generously. Why? Because alma mandi yo matana b'ayin yofu yof. Somebody gives a gift, gives it generously. Hachanami here too, manda yav matana b'ayin yofa yof, gave it generously, and therefore we assume that the pnimi got it b'matana, and therefore he got it generous. He got it. And the pnimi got it by matana. He got it generously. The chitzin only got it by mecher, and that means he will get a right. He will retain a right to walk through the chitzin's apartment to get to his pnimi apartment. And the rishonim explain. Certainly, according to the opinion of rabbonim, who say that by mecher we don't say ein yofa, by matana we do say by ein yofa. So the difference between somebody getting a matana and somebody who getting it by a mecher is very pronounced. But explain the Rishonim. Even according to Bekiva, who holds moicher by ein yofa moicher, he still will agree that matana is to be considered more of ein yofa than a mecher, and therefore in this case the pnimi will retain a right to walk through the chitzin to his apartment. Say the Musas farm. From our Gemara we see clearly, especially the way we just finished explaining, that we can't, the concept of ein yofa is much more understood by matana than by mecher. Say the Musas farm, it could go even deeper. Our Gemara is referring human relations. When I sell something, or when I give something as a gift. But the Chayv Salvavis explains there's a very big difference between the gift that's given from one person to another person and the gift that HaKadosh Baruch, and the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us. When one person gives another person a gift, he always has a motive. He gives a gift because he got a gift from that person. He's giving a gift because he expects to get a gift from that person. He's giving a gift because he wants to have a favor from that person. Still, our Gemara says, the Chayv HaSalvavis, the Mois Matan Ba'an Yofu Noisin. How much more are we to understand the gifts that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift, he doesn't expect anything. He doesn't expect anything back from us. There's nothing that we could give him that he needs. Certainly, we say by the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, Noisim Matana Ba'an Yofu Hu Noisim. And with this explains the Bnei Yisoschar, the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem tarosi al tazoivu. And the Pasuk is somewhat difficult to understand. First, the Pasuk called the Torah Ki lekach toiv, mekach. It's a gift. It's a business transaction. And then the Pasuk says, Nosati lochem. How are we to understand this Pasuk? Says the Bnei Yisoschar. Klal Yisrael, so to speak, earned the right to receive the Torah. They went through a terrible golus in Mitzrayim until they got the Torah. But say we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the Torah is kilekach toiv, the Torah was given to us as a mekach, the Torah was given us to a kinyan, as a kinyan, we ask of you, Nosati lechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I treat you that way. I don't treat the Torah as a mecher, that by a mecher we can have a question if it's by an yofa, by an ra. Nosati lachem, I treat it as a matana by nyofa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah by nyofa. Says the Gra. With this we could understand a very difficult pasuk in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to Avram Avinu Eretz Yisrael. And Avram Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but my Eida Kerishena. How do I know? Avram Avinu, the Mammon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but my Eida Ki Arishana, explains the Gra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu before he promised him Eretz Yisrael, Ani Hashem Asher Tzoysicho Murakazdim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram Avinu, I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, it's a transaction. You acted appropriately, you acted appropriately that you were ready to go into the fire in your kazdim, and therefore I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael. Avram was very concerned about that, because Avram Avinu didn't want it to be a mechira. Avram Avinu wanted it to be a matana, because a matana we see there's a concept of matana by nyofu hunaisen. So Avram Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but my Eida Kerishena, I don't want it to be left as a business transaction that depends on if the conditions aren't met, then the transaction collapses. But my Eida, how do I know that Kerishena will remain by Klal Yisrael forever, because it should be in the category of Matana, of Anois Matana, by Nyofu Hunaisen. Says the Mishnah. Hamarchas Abayis, if somebody sells the house, Marchas Adelos. Included in the sale of the house is the door. Because as the Mefarshim explained, our Mishnah is teaching us that to be included in the sale of the house, you have to have two characteristics. Number one, it should be Tashmish Abayis. It should be something that's needed for the use of the house. And number two, it should be kavua. It should be attached to the house. If you don't have both of those characteristics, and as the Pnei Yeshua points out, that even if you have that it's a situation that it's kavua, that it's attached to the house, but it's not mitashmishei habayis, it's not something that's part of the use of the house, the halacha will be that it's not included in the sale of the house. Of course, the Mefarshim go on to explain. Mefarshim go on to explain that when we speak about what is and what isn't included in the house, is it referring to a situation where the exact parameters of the sale were not clearly delineated. But if the parameters of the sale were clearly delineated, then we know what is and what isn't included. So says again the Mishnah, Moichas Abayis, Moichas Adelos, the door is included in the sale of Eloyas Mafteach, not the key. Because the key is viewed as something that's easily moved. At this point, we'll explain it this way, and it's not included in the sale. Machas Machteshes Kvua, included in the sale is a mortar that's attached to the ground. Avaloyas Metaltelos, but not a portable mortar. Machas Etztabu, there was a framework that was put around the base of the mill, that is included in the sale. Avaloyas Akelis, the hopper, which is movable, is not included in the sale. Avaloyas Atana, Avaloyas Akrayim, the ovens are not included in the sale. Again, we're referring to movable ovens. However, Bezman Sha'amaloy, if when the sale was made, it was clearly spoken out, then the halacha is Harei Kula Mechurim, everything is included in the sale. However, the Rashbam points out that even though our Mishnah is teaching us that when he says everything is included in the sale, what the Mishnah means to say is that the various items that we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah are not included in the sale. If the seller were to say, or they would agree that huva kol mash v'toychoy, then these different items, the tana, the kirayim, that were excluded, would not be included. But that would not come to include, explains, different items that are not mentioned in the Mishnah to be included in the sale. Why? Number one, because since they're easily portable items, they're not included in the sale. And since they're not used exclusively with the house, that too is a reason why it should not be included in the sale. The Yad Ramah takes a different approach, and he says that if when the sale was made, it was stipulated who the kamash betoichai, says the Yad Ramah, that even the beds and the table and the furniture, certainly all the items mentioned in the Mishnah, but even all these other items would be included in the sale. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Lema Masnisin like Rameya. It seems that our Mishnah does not follow the opinion of Rameya. The Rameya, Rameya teaches us in a Braisa, Homar, Machas Akerem, that if somebody sold the vineyard, Macha Tashmish Akerem, even Tashmish Akerem, all the various items needed for the vineyard are included in the sale. So there's a Machlaikas Rishonim, how to understand the question of the Gemara. Rashbam explains that the question is on the machteshes. That our Mishnah said that a machteshes she'ena kavua, a portable machteshes is not included in the sale, asks the Gemara that according to Rameya, if the tashmishei kerem are included in the sale, certainly the machteshes, even if it's portable, ought to be included in the sale. Tosfos explains that the Gemara's question is from the mafteach. That our Mishnah says that the Mafteach is not included in the sale, and if Rameya holds that the Tashmishei Kerem are included in the sale of the Kerem, the Mafteach ought to be included in the sale of the Mafteach ought to be included in the sale of the house. explains the Gemara, afilu tam Rameya. We can say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rameya. Hasam, the Brice is referring to objects that are kaviyah, that are permanently situated there. Since they're permanently situated there, that's why Rameya says they're included in the sale. Hacha, whereas the things in our Mishnah that are excluded are loy kaviyah, are not there permanently, and therefore they're not included in the sale. Now, says the Machzis HaShekel, we could understand why the Rashbam used the Machteshes to be the issue that the Gemara is discussing. But the Machteshes, we would think, is always considered kaviyah, a mortar, it's a heavy item, teaches us our Mishnah that if it's not permanently put there, it's, if it's portable, it's not included in the sale. Ask the Gemara, b'mafteach tumya, the talis kaviyah. Our Mishnah, when it speaks about a key, says the Gemara must be talking about a key that's there permanently. Because ma'del the kviyah, amafteach the kviyah. Explains the Rashbam the Gemara this way. He says as follows. If the difference between a delus and a mafteach were that the delus is considered part and parcel of the house, and the mafteach is not considered part and parcel of the house, we could understand why the Mishnah contrasts the mafteach to the delus. But if the difference by a mafteach is that a key that's connected to the house is included in the sale of the house, a key that's not connected to the house is not included in the sale, so why does our Mishnah contrast a mafteach to a delus? The Mishnah should have contrasted one type of mafteach versus another type of mafteach. That the mafteach that's kaviyah, that's connected, is included in the sale, and the mafteach that's not connected is not included in the sale. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't make that contrast, rather the Mishnah contrasts a mafteach to a delus, we must understand that our Mishnah is referring to mafteach that's kaviyah, that it's a mafteach that's connected to the house. And even though it's kaviyah, and even though it's connected to the house, it's still not included in the sale. But now we're saying that we're trying to make our Mishnah be consistent even with the opinion of Rameya, who holds that anything that's connected to the house is automatically included in the sale. But that's not the Mafteach of our Mishnah, because the Mafteach of our Mishnah is a Mafteach that's kaviyah. Ella, we have to say, the Machvarta, Masnithin, like Rameya, our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Rameya. Our Mishnah rather holds that even if it's kviya, it doesn't automatically get included in the sale. Tan Rabbon, Hamoiches Abayis, if somebody sells a house, Mochas Adelas, Vesanagar, Vesaminal, included in the sale is the door, the bolt, the lock, Avalois Mafteich, not the key. Mocher, as a Machteshes Chakucha, if included in the sale is the mortar that was carved out in at, from something connected to the ground, avloy of as a kavua, which pas pshat means that if it was first carved out and then it was attached to the ground, that is not included in the sale. Macha etzdubel, he sells the etzdubel, which is the frame around the mill, avloy sakelis, the hopper. Not the oven, the stone, or the millstone, a movable millstone. Anything connected to the ground, is considered like the ground and is included in the sale. Continues the Braisa. But if it was clearly expressed, then the loch is harei kula mechurim, they're all included in the sale. Benkach or benkach, loy mochar, under all circumstances, loy mochar loy asabar vasados vasitzia, the pit, the cistern, or the annex that we've discussed previously are all not included in the sale. The machlaikas we just learned between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan is how do we look at a vessel that was a complete vessel and then it was attached to the ground. That it seems that Lez's opinion is that such a vessel is considered like it's mechubel karka, and the Rabbanon hold that it's not considered mechubel l'karka. The same question comes up regarding a mikveh. We know the halacha is that a mikveh has to have be made of 40 saw of rainwater. The halacha is that once you have mem saw, once you have 40 saw of rainwater, you could add as much mayim she'uvim, as much drawn water as you want, and the mikveh will remain kosher. The question here is only if you did not yet have the 40 saw of rainwater and you have mayim she'uvim, that the mikveh becomes posel. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Tzina shechakaku, if you had a pipe that was hollowed out, ulupsoif kavoy, and then you attach it to the ground, and the water goes through that pipe into the mikveh, that water is considered mayim shuvim, and it's poisonous a mikveh. There's a machloikis rishonim. How does this pipe look that it would make all the water that flows through it into mayim shuvim? Most rishonim say, as long as the water goes through this pipe, even though it's not completely enclosed from all four sides, it's still considered a mikveh. The others explain, however, that that's not the case. That even if it's we have to have all four sides covered, that it should be considered such a pipe, or only two sides are covered, that it should be considered such a pipe. Actually, the Rishonim go on to discuss. Here we're discussing if it goes through the pipe, does it become Mayim Shuvim or not? However, the Paiskim say, and this is very relevant, Bizman Hazeh, how we make a mikveh, because the water has to get from the roof to the mikvehs that are usually lower story, they go through a pipe. What we do is two things. First of all, we try to make a pipe out of a material that's not mekabel tumah, like plastic. And the other thing that the Rishonim say is that we should have hamshacha. We should have that the water should roll on the floor for a certain amount, 3 tefachim, or maybe more, but it should roll on the ground. So even though the water did become mayim she'uvim by going through the sinur, the pipe that was first formed and then connected to the ground, doesn't make a difference. That hamshacha, that water that rolls on the ground before it enters the mikveh, makes the water not to be considered mayim she'uvim and will keep the mikveh kosher. So again, says the Braisa, Tzina shechakaku, if you have a pipe that you created, lupsoif kavoy, and then you attach it to the ground, poisel se mikveh. But if kavoy, if you first attach it to the ground, and then you first attach this stone or whatever to the ground, lupsoif chakakoy, and then you carve it out, and a poisel se mikveh. Mani. So ask the Gemara, it doesn't seem to follow loy rebeleza for loy rebotan. Not the opinion of Rabbi Lezer or Rabbanan. But the Gemara doesn't know which machloikis of Rabbi Lezer or Rabbanan are we saying it doesn't follow. That it doesn't follow neither opinion. Hi, Rabbi Lezer. Which Rabbi Lezer are we referring to that was saying that this din that we just learned regarding Hilchas Mikvos doesn't follow his opinion? Ilemer, Rabbi Lezer Rabbayis, the opinion Rabbi Lezer just said regarding the house, regarding the machteshes. That Rabbi Lezer holds that, obviously he holds that even a vessel that was first completed and then attached to the ground, according to him, is considered part of the ground. And that's why it's considered included in the sale of the house. So that seems to contradict this thing. Because here we're saying that if you have a pipe and you connected it to the ground, it's still not considered part of the ground. So the Gemara, who says that these two machlaikis are connected to each other? Maybe Rabbi Lezer will hold that the attached machteshes is included in the sale of the house. because Rabbi Lez's opinion is Moicha b'ayin Yofuhu Moicha. Rabbanan Savri Moicha b'ayin Ram Moicha, but has nothing, and therefore Rabbi Lez is generous, and he says that included in the sale is the Machteshes, and Rabbanan say it's not included, but has nothing to do with the question: is it considered Mechubra or not? It could be that Rabbi Lez will agree that it's not considered mechubar as far as hilchas mikvahs are concerned, that the water that goes through it are maim shuvim. The Rabbanan certainly explains the Rashbam will be consistent, because Rabbanan will say that's not included in the sale of the house, and Rabbanan will also hold that it's not considered connected to the ground, it's considered a separate sinur, that the water that goes through it is considered maim shuvim. I saw a beautiful vart as we finish our shir connected to this din regarding this point of Tzinish Shechaka Kol B'Soif Kavai. We all are anxiously awaiting Mashiach. However, Mashiach doesn't come because we're not worthy for Mashiach yet to come. We have to have made ourselves prepared for Mashiach. Says the Braisa, Tzinish Shechaka Kol, if it is to be expected that we have to carve ourselves out, we have to first carve ourselves out to be completely ready for Mashiach to come, and then we will be able to go there to Israel, we'll never have a mikvah, we'll never have Mashiach, because when will we really perfect ourselves to be ready for Mashiach? Rather, we hope and we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavoy, bring us to Eretz Yisrael, establish us in Eretz Yisrael. Once we will be established in Eretz Yisrael, with Mashiach Malkeinu Bereshenu L'Psoif Chakakoy, we will then be able to carve ourselves out properly to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein HaPaisal Samikvah. On the contrary, that will bring us to the proper Madregas of Kedusha V'Tahara.